Oh my God, we have a jingle now.
Wow. We have a jingle.
Love that.
Jingle
Thank
on
Thank you, deck. AI.
Shout out to
I mean,
our,
we made it, actually.
Yeah, shout out to the awesome art like and music community here at Tufts. Couldn't have done it without them.
That's so true. I feel like this is the one good thing to come from AI. I feel like he's making stupid, silly songs.
Cosmo was dancing to it, by the way. I really wish you could have seen it.
I gotta find the other one that I sent you guys to. Should I find the other one?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, where is it? Okay, someone say something.
Cosmo's finding the other jingle, and now we're just standing here awkwardly staring at him, and you guys have to listen to it.
Oh, also, Cosmo's wearing a WMFO shirt today.
Yeah.
So you could say he's meta.
This is so meta of me.
Yeah. Oh, and we should also, station ID. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
You want to hit the station ID.
Yeah.
This is Bad Vice, and you're listening to 91.5 FM,
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Period.
Welcome.
God, we're in sync. So cute.
We just get better every time.
I know.
We really do. Like,
we really do.
Fine wine, you know?
Well,
as time goes on, we get better.
Yeah.
We do.
Cosmo, are you suggesting we're aging?
I think so. I think we're reaching unk status. We're approaching. approaching.
I mean, that's the big goal.
Guys, you know it's almost Thanksgiving.
It is.
It is.
And you know what they say.
What do they say?
On Thanksgiving.
When life gives you turkeys.
Turkey, you thank people. Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's
Yeah, they do say that.
So I thought it'd be fun. It'd be fun if we do a little thankful episode. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful that we do this show every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Now with jingles.
you stole my thankfulness.
Yeah. But God, now I don't know what to say because I don't think I'm grateful for anything else.
Yeah. I second that.
I mean, I can play the jingle again if you want to.
Oh, yeah. No,
listen to
I'm really thankful for AI.
Can
I'm
we get
really
the
chopped
and screwed version?
Wait, can we get the first jingle that,
okay,
we made?
Okay, so I couldn't find it when I texted it to you guys. So I want to see, I'm signing into that account that I made them on.
Wait, okay. So did you pay money for this or is this just free?
So this is going to be a free plug for them. It's called Udio, UDIO.com. I can play another one that was not as good. I made them in a bunch of different styles.
Well, let's see, because maybe our listeners have different opinions than us.
I think you're so right.
I mean, I hope they don't, but they could. They could.
Okay, Here's another one. Ready? I hope this isn't the same one that I just played.
and lost and nowhere bound. The life got you in a twist. Need an answer, need it quick. Pick up the phone, don't delay. Tune in to Bad Advice every Friday, 3 to 4. Could set you straight. Bad advice before it's too late.
See, I don't know why it suggested that all of them be made in Seoul, but I'm here for it. I think it sounds good.
I was low-key vibing to it, I'm not going to lie.
And also, FYI for the listeners, those whispers were Cosmo's edition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He does ad-libs, too.
For sure. They also made a Euro Club version.
Oh, wait, can I hear that?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, that might be sick.
Like, incomprehensible.
Oh, okay.
Romanian.
Yeah.
Like, it, like, sort of sounds like it's English, but also, like, not really understandable.
It's like an international, like, it just sounds like a combination of every language.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that, though.
And I feel like that describes us well.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because it's like English, but is it? Mm-hmm. What are we speaking, and what are we talking
That's
about?
That's so true. Anyway. You seen that video of like what English sounds like to non-English?
Yes,
countries?
Yes.
And you know, and it's like I can understand it, but I can't. It's almost like that's literally what it was meant to do. I don't know. No. There's a Spanish version of it, like what Spanish sounds like to non-Spanish speakers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could just
now
tell
I know
what
why you feel
like.
Yeah. Nick.
Yeah. One day.
And Cosmo, I guess.
I have a question. Your first language is Spanish, no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember? At what point? I'm thinking about last episode. my question is, generally, what language do you think in?
This is
and
a
has
weird...
has that changed over time?
It changes very often. Because like when I'm back home, I think in Spanish and I dream in Spanish. But when I'm at Tufts, it's like English. Because it's like I speak Spanish most of the time when I'm home. And so my brain switches to that part of my love language. Mm-hmm. But I think it's weird. I never know how to answer this question because, like, I genuinely think bilingually.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You're bilingual?
No. No.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I actually think that's also a more interesting response.
Yeah.
Just being, like, one or the other. Mm-hmm. Dreaming in Spanish. Wait, so... As in, like, all the people in your dreams are speaking Spanish? Like, when you're back home? Or there's just, like, a vibe. Like, the aura
it.
Is
just, The aura is Spanish. Like, no, but it's like if... my dreams are... They're odd. They're real weird. But I feel like when I have dreams that have dialogue in them or some sort of, like, action where they're speaking, it's always, like, speaking in Spanish. Or, like, I don't know, if I'm having, a nightmare and I'm screaming, and the screaming is in Spanish.
Can you get, like, a sample? Or,
No. Okay. It's because we're at school, so I can't. I can't think in Spanish.
Natural,
it's just, like, not natural. Yeah, it's forced.
You ever had a Croatian dream?
Not that I remember. However, I probably have because I slept over at my friend's house a couple of years ago after prom. And he was like, in the morning, he's like, dude, you were sleep talking in Croatian. And I was like, what? Like, that's news to me. And he's like, yeah, like, I mean, it just kept going on. And, like, then that scares me, too, because I'm like, I just had no consciousness about that. But, yeah, I mean, I suppose it's a thing. I think in terms of thinking, though, like, mostly English. Yeah.
I forget that Croatian is a language. Sorry, yeah. Nick.
No, it's fine.
You are the only Croatian person I know.
All right, I'm glad to be the representation. But no, I mean, it's a small language. But Anna, I did have another question for you because I went to this, like...
I like this.
I don't know. Well, I feel like we all, like, appreciate languages here. Yeah. But I went to this, like, German dialects event because I had to, like, get some extra credit for my class on Wednesday. And, like, there was a bunch of, like, German international students talking about, like, what it's like to, like, just, like, humor and, like, trying to be funny in different languages. And so my question for you is, like, do you feel like it's easier to be funny in, like, English or Spanish, or is it just, like, it's like apples to oranges. You can't really compare them.
I can't really compare. Like, the humor is different. I don't know. I feel like, at least, like, Mexican humor is very different from, like, Cuban humor, for example. Because, like, you know, guys, I'm actually very, like, international. The rest of my family is Cuban, so, like, different type of Latino. So, I don't know. There's, like, a big difference in, like, the cultural humor and comedy. And so I think it is different, and it's definitely different, like, English and Spanish. Because, like, sarcasm exists, obviously, but it's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, weirder. Anyway.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, like, going abroad next semester and, like, trying to make jokes.
No one will find you.
No one's going to find me. Well, no
it's
one will
be even worse than an English.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Save him.
The police are coming for me. That was the joke police.
No, no more Madrid for you.
But no, I think that's an interesting idea. Like, your comedy won't translate.
Yeah.
Right.
At least for the most part.
Well, when I was working in the summer at Penn, there were some international people working from the UK, and their humor was so different. Like, I've never felt so unfunny in my life. You know, like. Just like, even just like anything that I would say, they'd just like stare at me.
Yeah.
And I think, like,
that's funny.
It really is just like, even in English, different types of English have different types of comedy.
Yeah.
And
do you remember kind of what their type of comedy was?
They were just very blunt,
mm-hmm.
very kind people. Miss them, hope they're doing well. Mm. Just, you know, just very blunt, very sarcastic, but not in like the American sarcastic way. It's more so like, I don't know, like
sometimes,
like, I would be talking and I could not tell if they were joking or not. Yeah, maybe
that's hard to work with.
Yeah, it is quite hard. It is.
No, but I've heard of, like, the quote-unquote, like, British dry humor before.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Dry humor,
and it's just its own breed.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't find the word for that, but that's exactly it. It was very dry humor. Right. It was funny. They were very funny. I would mm-hmm. be cackling and stuff. Guys, if you're listening, no, I don't
you
think
wanna
they're
be
listening.
My friend.
Can we be friends, please? I swear I'm funny. But yeah, that's nice. Yeah, crazy.
Mama
crazy
the British
humor, mama, of British person behind. Yeah, crazy humor is like not translatable culturally. Yeah.
Sort of related. When we were walking, you were talking about the German office hours. Was there more?
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you mean? Just the fact that I need to, like, lock in?
Well, I don't know, because you were like, I got to save some of this for WMFO.
Oh, well, kind of on that note, I was like, I went to, like, office hours today for German because I didn't do as well on my last essay as I wanted to. And we were kind of, like, piecing together, like, you know, like, where a lot of my mistakes have been concentrated. And my professor basically was like, oh, well, you seem much more of an auditory learner. And then I basically explained how, well, yeah, like, you know, because he's like, yeah, you're a lot more confident in conversation than you are in writing, and then you have, you know, like, a bunch of, like, dumb grammar mistakes that I know how to fix, but it's like I keep making them. And then she was kind of like looking at, and I was explaining, like, how I learned German in high school, but it was on Zoom, and so, like, I was, you know, like, yapping a bunch of, like, in German, but it was, like, not really correct. And how, like, I don't know, that just, I mean, and I'm not, like, some sort of, like, linguist here, but it just, like, maybe that affected my pattern of language acquisitions, because now I'm like, I feel like I'm, and she's like, yeah, like, you're much better at hearing things than actually reading things. And then she's like, okay, like, go read this book now in German. So I don't, like, I don't know the huge, that there's like a huge takeaway there, but it was interesting to see, though. It's like, I don't know, just like every part of, like, spoken, written, read, like, I don't know, there's a lot of components to language.
Yeah
No,
that does exist, like, that's like at least it's like heritage speaking. Like, my mom, for example, like, my grandparents did not speak a word of English, and so they would just speak to her in Spanish and she would reply in English. She could, like, communicate, but she never had the need to, like, read or write in Spanish until she moved to Mexico, and then, like, she was like, oh, I can't. So I mean, that definitely exists, and, like, I feel like learning a language by listening to it is way easier than learning a language by reading it.
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes I wonder, like, if you're talking to, like, and this is, like, with some of, like, my family in Croatia knows English less. It's kind of almost nice if it's, like, I talk in English, you talk in Croatian, because it's, like, I think automatically, to your point, like, everyone can always understand a little more than they can actually say, like, 100%, like, grammatically correct, you know what I mean? And so to that end, it's just nice to like listen to languages and then also have that satisfaction of like, okay, like I didn't even know exactly what this word means. I couldn't spell it. However, like my like brain is like, and my neurons are firing because like I'm doing all this pattern recognition really fast.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I've been thinking about that a lot recently. Mm-hmm. Like when people want to learn a new language and they go to like Duolingo or mm-hmm. whatever, take courses online, like that's great if that's what you can do. But ultimately, like language developed in a setting where, you know, I get to see you and like respond to you and like see like mm-hmm. the little micro movements of how you're reacting to what I'm saying or like your body language and like all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like that is so crucial to not only learning a language, I feel like, but also like learning how to, I don't know, interact with people that speak that language. Mm-hmm. So not just like the language, but also the culture aspect of a language.
Yeah, totally.
And that's just something that you can never, ever get just from reading it off mm-hmm. of the screen.
Right.
You mentioned, though, you have for your Spanish classes, like, you get, like, basically, like, a FaceTime with, like, a native speaker.
Yeah.
Do you really feel like that replaces
boomalang.
It at all?
Dude, boomalang. I love boomalang so much. That, honestly, that's been my favorite part about like, the classes at Tufts that I've taken. And that, it just combines my favorite two things, which is, like, meeting random people.
Yeah.
And yapping.
Exactly. Yeah. And yapping.
One thing about Cosmo is he will be yapping.
It's great. Half the time we don't even talk about what we're supposed to talk about. We just end up like, whatever, talking about what's going on in our separate countries. And
I think that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful thing about Bad Vice.
My favorite part about the boomlang people is like,
or boomlang.
Once every, the boomlang people. Sounds
weird. The peoples of boomlang.
The boomalangers, they, about one in, I want to say every five that you have, the person is like completely bilingual and like fluent in Spanish or English, but they won't reveal that until maybe like the very end. And mm-hmm. so like the whole time you'll be like struggling to try to say something, and then they'll look at you like, I don't know how to say it in English.
Just
like,
stare at you.
And then at the very end, I try to make it a point of asking, like, oh, like, do you speak any other languages? And, like, it's those same people that, like, refuse to, like, help me find a word, as they should,
mm-hmm.
will then be like, oh, yeah, like, I speak English. Like, wow, I've been betrayed.
Yeah. And also to that point, I think the fact that, like, I feel like almost every other country besides America does, like, so much better of a job, like, teaching foreign languages.
Yeah.
So that we think we're learning a lot, and then you go somewhere else, and, like, people just, like, speak English as good as you, and you're like, okay, why am I even doing this?
Was there required language in your high school, Nick?
Yes, and okay, well, I had some middle and high school. I had some beef with it. In middle school, I was like lucky enough to go like a private middle school from fifth grade through eighth grade, and so I did French actually, complete immersion.
They love the show.
I was gonna say,
they love it.
Maybe they should call in. No, but
no.
So I had foreign language for 4 years, and then it was weird. So basically, I took 2 years of Latin in middle school, then. Fast forward to high school, I had to take 1 year of Latin, which was, again, like, I could go into it, but I found it really annoying. It felt very useless, and it mixes up other language learning, too. And then 3 years of a foreign language. So, I guess to answer your question, like, yes. But then also, like, was it as rigorous as it could have been? I don't think so.
That's right. I'm just curious.
That's a lot of languages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did Spanish.
Okay.
I speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. No.
You speak Spanish?
No. Well, like, that's crazy that your school offered Latin. I feel like that's not...
crazy, not fortunate, too. Yeah.
And it's so useful because it's so used on the daily.
I love when I go to ancient Rome and just converse. Well, and the worst part, too, is you're like, oh, well, like, maybe I could, like, be an archaeologist and uncover some, like, you know, rare texts and see what they were, like, how life was similar, like, 2,000 years ago. But, like, the reality is, like, everyone did that like 50 years ago.
Right.
And I don't think there's anything new to translate from that, you know?
I mean, I think the argument with learning Latin is that, I don't know, you can learn other Romance languages.
It does help. Yeah.
But like, also, are you going to learn all the Romance languages after?
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I feel like every single person I've talked to who took Latin, like that was their mindset, but then they never...
But they never went
language.
To, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, because you just get burnt out.
Like, French, for example, is very much a Romance language, and I think it's, like, one of the closest.
Oui.
I think it's, like, very similar to Latin, or, like, at least, like, vocabulary-wise. Mm-hmm. But, like, and what? How's that gonna? How is learning Latin gonna help you like with the French pronunciation? You know?
Yeah. Like. No, exactly. I think what was cool is like in my high school, one of my teachers like focused a lot on like the word roots, and then would basically like, he was like a whiz at this, so he would like show us how like every single word and like prefix and suffix we're using is just like, because 70% of our language comes from Latin, even in English, which, you know, it's not a Romance language. So I think that was like really cool, and it was like one of those like, whoa. But then also to your point, right, it's like, I just think it's like so much more important to just like understand other cultures. So like, why not just like, yeah, start with a foreign language, not an ancient one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. You want a jump scare? I learned Latin in Mandarin in middle school.
What?
Oh, I heard. Yeah, you told
me. Yeah, I was learning Mandarin for 2 or 3 years, and then that's when they decided that they were like, "All right, you can pick now."
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I didn't. I don't know. I feel like growing up in Los Angeles, you're doing yourself a disservice to not speak Spanish.
Yeah,
like, I feel like that's just shooting yourself in the foot. So then I moved to Spanish. And I completely, all the Mandarin I learned was like in one ear out the other.
Yeah.
I do remember the calligraphy. That was like my favorite part. Okay. We spent like once a week, we'd spend like an hour doing like actual like ink calligraphy, which is really fun.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's sick.
It was cool. I was kind of at the time when I think there was a lot of talk of, you know, integrating American and Chinese economies, and people being like, you know, this is the future. Like you need to learn Mandarin so that you can like converse with like, I don't know, like foreign business partners or something like that.
Right. And you as a middle schooler were like,
right, and I was gonna do that.
Sign
me up. I had contacts.
Yeah, you did. You were doing calligraphy, and then on the other, like on the other 23 hours a day, you were like just
the calligraphy part was funny. I'm not thinking like, what was I gonna do in like a business meeting? I like bust out my calligraphy. Let me write the terms of our deal.
I feel like they'd be real impressed if you just busted out like Mandarin calligraphy.
Yeah,
no, totally. So you know their culture. The other thing I think on that note that we haven't mentioned about like language learning is like, because I was talking to my other German professor from last semester, and she's also like a linguist, so she teaches like linguistics classes too and like studies that, and she's basically like, the number one factor in like how well you're gonna learn language, like above anything else, is just motivation. You know, because it's like one thing to like have all these like, you know, like goals or like, you know, be really smart and like, you know, learn new things fast, but it's like if you don't have that like interest in the culture, or like, you know, interest in like, because you're doing calligraphy and you're learning a new little art too, then it's never going to work out long term.
Yeah definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thankful for, guys? You know what I was thinking about on the way here?
What are you thankful for?
Thankful for our system of checks and balances that exist right now.
So true. They must be working really well.
Just right now though.
Yeah, just right, I mean currently, that's what I'm thankful for them currently. And God, I don't know if I can say more without recording this as a political conversation, but I'm thankful for that.
Cosmo's running for office in 28.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to say.
2020 never. You think you'd ever run for office for anything?
Yes, totally. But like, I need to hit like at least 40 or 50 years old. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because like, I want to be able to like I feel like you need like some life story to campaign on, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be like, just going around like politicking for the sake of it.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to be like, oh, like I did this and then that, and like, and then I realized like my true calling was like to be like the I don't know, Solicitor General of New Jersey. You know what I mean? And then like, then it kind of all makes
Solicitor General.
I don't even know if that exists.
Or the General Solicitor
of New Jersey. Either or.
Yeah, I mean, SGG, us could go all the way.
Solicitor General.
Yeah. I feel like there's something we should be anticipating right now.
Is there anything we should? No, I just can't read lips, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
It's just someone. Oh, do we? I have to? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even say anything. Is that really? Do I have to?
Okay. I don't know.
Fair enough. Okay.
You know, just in case, we are following the rules, guys. I guess so. The FCC. And
can you explain the rules? Because I actually don't know this one.
We have to log any and all political talk.
Okay.
On Spinitron. So we are doing that currently, and
so just like active political talk, or
what's the rules there? Because that's why I didn't say anything more. I was like, I like our checks and balances. I'm glad we have
big,
those
big
non-controversial take. I feel like
I feel like you'd think. But
all right, well, it's logged now.
Now we can speak freely. Can talk.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh,
hit us with it.
keeping the suspense while I drink my water.
Is that allowed in the studio, man?
And that's actually, when I said water, I meant nothing. My question for you guys.
You just swallowed
is,
real big.
I asked this question last night and got asked this question last night. And I like it as a question. Do you, can take one person dead or alive to a dinner party. Who are you taking? It's like a one-on-one dinner.
I feel like you already asked us this.
Did I?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Dude, the way you said that to me, it was like I was a sleeper agent, and you just like looked. Oh yeah, okay, sure. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I love that man. I feel like, he'd low key bust out into like a rap song, and I'd love it. Oh my god, I think I would eat it up.
What's like your favorite song that he does?
Colombia. Me encanto.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone familiar with that? I hope.
No, that's not that's not Hamilton, is it?
Nope. Explain. It's like this. You know the pictures of Lin-Manuel Miranda that have.
Sorry, is it?
Whoa.
Oh wait, hold on, wrong one. Sorry, that was the instrumental.
No. Let me explain.
This one? This little thing over here?
Cosmo, stop dancing in the studio.
Well, Cosmo's going crazy.
I can't stop me from shaking it.
No, what I'm referencing is there's like this interview that he's doing, I think either at the Grammys or something.
Yeah.
And an interviewer is like, what's your favorite song from Encanto? Mm-hmm. And he goes, Colombia.
It's a great answer.
So I feel like you should play that clip.
I got it.
Does he still make like or write plays, or is he kind of retired right now?
He does.
I found it. Okay, how do I log this? Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Colombia. Me encanto.
I love him.
But
man,
if you watch the video at the end, he looks so proud of that. And I think I want to be in that space of like not only like raw musical talent. I will say this man is incredibly talented.
Colombian?
He's Puerto Rican.
Okay,
but he's just so funny. He is so funny. I find his presence.
Colombia.
Period.
He's such a funny guy. What a dude.
Colombia.
Cosmo is studying.
Shout out. Yeah, I'm trying to be more, I don't know, man. Hey, Nick, what about you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, let me tell you.
Let me. Uno reverse. Sorry. Let me put the Uno reverse card. I heard we have some special stories to read today.
Oh, do we? Okay, all right.
I mean, if we're done with that question. Because I didn't have an answer and I wanted to deflect.
Fair enough. We can deflect.
Unless you wanted to share your own answer.
My answer has remained the same for a long time. It's just Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yes. Oh,
seeing when I was younger, watching Parts Unknown made me want to be like him. And also, I think he was just like an effortlessly cool person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the philosophy of traveling and doing things just for the sake of having weird experiences, something I really appreciate.
Yeah. No, totally.
Okay.
All right. Someone take the soundboard away from this
guy.
God,
where did it go? I found it. Hold on. Okay, this is where I got to have tabs pulled up.
Yeah, gotta get into the P.O. box real quick.
Okay. Anna, this is your story.
Oh, my story?
You didn't write it, but...
Right.
Also, we can say ass on the radio. I looked it up.
Am I the asshole?
Can't say that, though. You're not allowed to say that.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
It was like the different, like, you know, that's why I emphasize.
Yeah, I heard a pause.
Yeah.
Am I the butthole for For refusing to cook after my boyfriend tried to critique my cooking with a literal PowerPoint presentation. So this happened a few days ago, and I'm still trying to process it. For context, I, 28 female, have been with my boyfriend, 30 male, for about 2 years. We live together, and I've always done most of the cooking because I genuinely enjoy it, and he claims he can't even boil water without setting off the smoke alarm. The other night, I made one of our favorite meals, and while we were eating, he got a weird smirk on his face. He then says, you know, I've been taking notes. I laughed, thinking he was joking, but then he said, no, really, I made a presentation. I still thought it was a joke until he got up, connected his laptop to the TV, and opened a PowerPoint titled, Improving Our Home Dining Experience. Oh my god. Wow. I was in disbelief as he went slide by slide critiquing my dishes. Slide 1, too much garlic. Slide 2, pasta consistency. Slide 3, more salt, less sass. The kicker was slide 8, which was just a photo of Gordon Ramsay facepalming with the caption, what he'd think. I was stunned. I told him if he had such detailed opinions, he should cook for himself. He tried to backtrack, saying it was all in good fun and that he was just trying to help. But I wasn't laughing. I haven't cooked since, and now he's been living off cereal and takeout. He's sulking, saying I'm overreacting and ruining the joke. So, am I the... for refusing to cook after my boyfriend presented me with a PowerPoint critique of my cooking? No, you're not. Oh my god, and I would also have broken up with him. That's insane. That's insane behavior.
That is pretty wild.
That's, oh my god.
I think also, like, the fact that he just went so hard on the PowerPoint, but hasn't even lifted a finger.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully he does the dishes at least, but who knows?
That's no, it just, like, it's crazy. The man, hey man, I hate you guys. You're evil.
Yeah, I have no comeback to that.
No, that is unequivocally evil.
That is actually, like, sinister.
The thing that gets me is, so she said that he can't even, like, boil water without setting a smoke alarm off.
Which is a crazy thing to say out loud, because aren't you embarrassed? Right, are you not embarrassed?
Are you not embarrassed? It's true. But more so, if that's the case, but you simultaneously have the time to make a, what was it,
eight-slide PowerPoint.
What, like, why don't you spend that time learning how to cook something?
Yeah. Right.
I feel like making an 8-slide presentation has to be comparable with watching. Oh, like, my god, I hate man.
This would, like, start a villain arc for me. Like, I'm
you're shaking right now.
I'm so mad. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Also, I think the PowerPoint, like, in the way she described it, insinuates that, like, he knows, like, how food is supposed to take, and he has, like, a thought on the consistency.
Whoa, Nick, chill.
What is this, supposed to be a dog barking?
I don't know what
that was outside.
That was an actual dog.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, on the soundboard again. I was like, thanks. Wow. No, but, like, so the fact that he, like, had all these specific terms to describe the cooking, and then he knew who Gordon Ramsay was, so perhaps he's watched the cooking show.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It just builds up a really bad case for him.
Also, I mean, I don't know. Learning how to cook is hot. Like, if you know how to, like, whip up a good dish, I feel like that's attractive. It's something I feel like all men should strive for.
Would you say it gives you aura?
I would say it 100% gives you aura. You know what else gives you aura, Nick?
Tell me.
Growing your own lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs. Whoa. And do you know why?
Explain.
Because it's easy for beginners to grow from seeds, but perhaps number one, easiest are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free from pesticides or other chemicals. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your very own garden. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, PSHA.
Thank you.
I had to slip that in there.
Wait, I really like that buildup.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That was perfect. Number one are radishes.
Exactly.
That was great. Great job, Cosmo. Everyone, a round of applause.
You guys ever tried making a garden at home?
Kind of. I think that the stipulation is, like,
grass.
Well, yeah, I did make some wheatgrass in the house, but no, like, where I'm in Jersey City.
You what? You make wheatgrass?
Wheatgrass.
Wheatgrass?
You know, like, it's like the little, like, It's really not that much. Like, it's just like I got these little seeds at Pemberton Farms. Shameless plug. Great store.
Yeah, in Cambridge.
Yeah, and then I grew it.
I've been there.
Okay. Perfect.
It's a good date spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you go there on a date?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Keep going, Nick.
Me too, actually. But anyway. It was really good. But so, you know what I'm saying about like just growing like a garden, like I never really fully tried because here it kind of like implies that it's like, oh, these are going to be like 100% organic and like free of pesticides. But like where I live in Jersey City just used to be like up until like maybe 30, 40 years ago, just like raw factories. Like I'm talking like Colgate toothpaste factories that are like two blocks from where my house is at home. And so I can only imagine like there are in fact forever chemicals when I try to like put some like tomato seeds in my tiny little backyard.
But they make your teeth whiter, so
they would. Yeah.
Yes, that's also true. That's also true.
It's fluoride in your radishes.
Yeah. No, I love some good fluoride. And not to be political, but we need fluoride in our water. But at the same,
may not have it for much longer. We'll see.
I feel like that's a pretty pro science thing. It's not political.
We may not have a lot of things.
Yeah, but anyway, that's my experience. Have either of you tried a home garden at all, or what?
Oh, I can't even keep flowers alive. Oh. Like, I just can't. I can't.
Yeah.
You don't have a green thumb?
I don't. I have a great, like, it's gray. It's oh, just like.
I have a great thumb.
Well, I think I have a great thumb. Like, thoughts? Like, no, but, yeah, I can't. I can't do it. It's just not who I am.
I like that we've grown wheatgrass. I feel like it's funny. Also because.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking about making a wheatgrass shot for as long as we've had it, and it's never happened.
Well, no, that's kind of on me, because like, the optimal harvest period came, and I got busy, and then I was away for a couple of days at like the conference, and then I come back.
The conference.
Yeah, you know me. Just, like, I had a public engagement. Yeah.
Right.
And then I came back, and it was dying. And then you and Kai revived it or something?
Yeah, so... the reason it lasted as long as it did was because I was watering it every day. Just like, I saw yours and I was like, I'm not going to let this die.
Yeah.
So then I watered yours and another one. And I feel like they're okay right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Grass dies so quickly, though.
No, it does.
Like natural grass.
Yeah. Especially as the days were getting shorter. I'm sure that played a role.
I tried growing a garden back at my home, I think on a couple of occasions. And... I remember, because I was at school a lot, I would, like, ask... I think I would just ask my mom to do it and, like, just, like, help me out with watering it. Obviously, she's busy doing her own things. So I think every time we tried planting a garden, it died every single time.
Yeah.
Just, like, as someone forgets about it, and it just so easily falls apart if you're not consistent with it.
Right. But also, it's kind of like...
I feel like you guys could do it. Like...
Yeah. You would hope the atmosphere just provides enough rain as it is, you know? Like, I feel like watering is, like, a silly concept in a way.
Yeah, I mean...
But like,
in
I
California,
understand.
It's a little crucial.
I know.
I feel like, I don't know, every time we did it, within, like, a week and a half, we just all forgotten about it. And then, like, months later, it'd be like, did we try making a garden recently? Like,
yeah,
why
exactly.
Do we have a box outside?
That's funny.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a solution. This guy can make a garden to... repent to his girlfriend.
So oh true. Yes, we're back to the story.
Yes.
I was like,
yeah,
wait.
No, I should have provided more context.
The solution is for this girl to break up with this horrible man and have him fend for himself and cook for himself. Like, he's a 30-year-old man cook. Like, I just disgusting. I hate it. I hate men. Oh my god. Anyway.
Yeah.
Do you have a Cosmo conclusion?
No, I'm just scrolling
for
another story here.
We got a lot of submissions this week, so we might not be able to read them all.
Right. we had so many, we had to make our own Reddit channel, for sure.
You know, yeah. We just got so caught up with making the jingle that it's like tunnel vision.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, check.
And we definitely, like, planned this out so far ahead of time,
no,
we made a graphic.
Months.
Yeah.
Months, even.
But, like Anna just plugged the Reddit channel, check r/badvice. And you can email cosmo.calloway@tuff.edu if you're interested in becoming a mod, because it
crazy
would be
putting my email on there.
Well, we already know your first and last name, because
that's true.
It would be terrible if Cosmo was the only mod on this subreddit.
Yeah, thank you, Nick Marusik at tuff.edu. I appreciate it.
Hats off, because that's not even my full name.
All right, who's won? Nick, do you want to read this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you scanning it right now?
Oh, wait. Actually, maybe, hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Does it have a bad word?
It does have a little bit of a... the title caught me. It was, "Am I an Ass for Slapping a Teenager?" And I thought it was funny, but I read it and it was not as good.
All right.
More content.
Let's just fill this time.
Yes, Akiyala.
We need like some sort of like someone could write a code for us where like if there's 2 minutes or 2 seconds or more of silence, the jingle automatically plays.
And then I don't know. The jingle will start playing. I don't know about that one. What if we soundboard? Hey. Hey. Oh, yeah. I know you did that on purpose.
What if we soundboard? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay. Oh my god. Nice.
Nice. That's my favorite, honestly.
There's like, you know, there's some that are a little bit scary. Like, I'm a little scared to play them because there's no way to stop them once they go. And
yeah, that happened to me.
Some are racist. I've,
oh no.
And we're not racist. Oh my god. Okay.
Wow, that was something, Anna. That's really.
Guys, that did not happen. Oh,
I didn't realize there's autoplay on the MacBook.
Oh my god! Oh my god, guys! I have to actually leave. Like that's never.
Okay,
oh my god!
I'm gonna give you a story to read, and we can just forget any of this ever happened.
Okay. And don't, before you think of it, don't play any these sounds while I'm reading the story. That happened last time.
No, don't worry.
These are all way too intense.
Well, Cosmo did mute me.
I did. Oh my god. Immediately. Okay, whatever. There's no stories. We're just going to fill the rest.
We're just
going to.
Okay.
Wow,
guys, we prepared so well.
Let's get close, guys. Let's get intimate here.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, keep going. What's this?
My thought here is, what are you looking forward to this summer?
You mean in like 10 months?
Eight. In 8 months.
A whole...
Split the difference. 9 months?
Wow.
8 months. Sounds about right.
That's a child could be born in that time.
You know, I haven't.
No. No. But...
That's always a funny unit of time to think through, though. I don't have any plans for my life beyond, like, May 2025 right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm just excited for like there to be nice weather though, and it's probably gonna be another like hottest summer on record. But like at least there'll be like 3 nice days between like May and July where it's like perfect, and I'm gonna go into nature, and I really wanna swim even more this summer.
Oh, that's cute.
Thanks.
Are you both going abroad?
Sorry, you two people just asked me a question at once.
Are you both going abroad?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to run?
No, I'm not. So, gotcha. Guys, we're nearing the end of Bad Vice we know it.
Are we?
Maybe it'll just be me next semester, and I'll just like talk to myself.
Gotta hold the place.
Here's my question.
Ooh.
You get $100,000 a year, but you become naked for exactly 1 second at a random time each month. So, by randomly, I mean you cannot predict this in any way whatsoever. After the second elapses, you're going to be fully clothed again. Could be when you're sleeping, could be when you're giving a presentation at work, could be walking down the street. At what frequency would you not take the $100?
So basically, for every 1 second, it's an extra $100K. Like some sort of
I guess so, yeah.
We can make like a system of equations with this.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's like... Well, it's one time every month.
Okay.
I guess you could up it to like $500,000 if it's like five times every month or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's only 1 second.
Yeah. Are you taking it?
Yeah. 1 second?
You're like in the middle of a presentation.
They could blink and it's and miss it. I don't know.
Yeah, you just have to be like good at gaslighting and then it'll
right.
gaslight everyone.
Yeah. Guys, how is that even possible? Like how could I be naked for a second and like, not fully clothed? Like, you freak.
It's wild that your mind would even go there.
Yeah.
And so, then meanwhile you're like cashing in a check and it's like I can walk into Mini Mart and be the richest, you know, like just spend all my money, buy out the whole store with my $100K
a year you can buy half of Mini Mart.
Wait, was that part of your question too? Like what would you spend the money on?
No, but do you have something in mind?
No, because I would just use it at Minimart because the inflation there is crazy and it really bugs me.
Yeah.
But it's also like so convenient that I can't not go there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the eggs have been on my mind recently.
The eggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's the price like there?
They're $6 and the exact same eggs at Trader Joe's are $2.99 for 12. No way. So I don't know. That bothers me.
Yeah. But it's the opportunity cost of not having to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that's reminding me of that one GroupMe post, which is one of the first times
God.
I think we ever engaged with each other.
That's a lie, because no, we didn't. But
was this the mods GroupMe?
It is the Quartz.
Do you remember
the
first time we met?
Yes, and it was like Thanksgiving, like right after Thanksgiving.
Really?
We were having a turkey drop debrief.
Oh,
yeah,
that checks out.
Yeah. But I do remember that, so I'm a little hurt that you didn't.
Wait, which one?
I guess we're not.
The turkey drop?
Yeah. I guess we're not friends.
I struggle to remember the first time I met people.
Yeah.
Because I care more about the friendship that's actively going on.
You're right.
You know, than the past.
You're living in the present.
You're not a first impressions guy?
You know, I think most of my first impressions are a little tough, so I tend to black those out. Actually, no, I've asked Nick like a handful of times
the first
time that we met, and it's embarrassing that like I just don't remember for a lot of people.
Well,
do you remember what it is now?
Yeah, of course. The first time that Nick and I met.
Oh my God.
Had to restate the question.
Bro, don't
you? I'm buying you time right now. You've had like at least 12 seconds
to
think
of it. It was the Playboi Carti concert, right? Or not the. What's
no,
it?
His.
Not Playboi Carti. Don't
his
say a, it.
His affiliate.
Yeah. Why am I blanking on the producer? Pierre Bourne.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time Nick and I met. There you go. And he didn't even need to help me at all with it. Not even a little bit.
Not even just a tad.
Not even
a second. What?
That was the first time we met? It was Turkey Drop, did you?
It was Turkey Drop.
That feels like a pretty intense time to...
Wait, right? What's Turkey Drop?
Turkey Drop is when you break up with someone over Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of that.
For me it was earlier, but you... I don't know if you want me to air your...
It's fine. Everything is... We're on guitar.
Okay.
So it's fine.
Yeah. We were talking about it, and then you mentioned something, and I was like, no way. We have this in... Like, I don't know. And then we talked about...
We had something in common?
Yeah. We were both...
Oh, yeah. It was like that we had both broken up with someone?
We were both in a long-distance relationship, and we had just broken up with our long-distance partner.
Fair enough.
And it literally came up like randomly. Like, I think someone in the mods had been like, long distance relationships don't work, which true. Like, we've discussed this. This is our first episode, guys. But like, yeah. And then you were like, so true. Just broke up with my ex.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. And then that's when we first talked.
And then we immediately started a WMFO show.
Yeah.
The day
like
after.
The day after. Sick. We were like, yo, no, but. And then during Easter, like, our dorm did, like, an Easter egg hunt, and I hid all the eggs.
I'm going to find the photo right now. Keep going.
No.
And apparently, like, I guess I did a really bad job because everyone found them, like, within the hour.
Too fast.
Within the hour. And, like, Brian, shout out Brian if you're listening. He's probably not. But Brian didn't live in our mod. He lived in the other mod. And he would be in our mod, like, all the time. And he found, like, the golden egg that I had, like, very carefully hidden. And it was, like, under a, like, inside of a pipe in the sink. So,
yeah,
I don't know how he found it. Truly, he was looking. He was really looking.
Wow.
But within the hour, he found it. Anyway, he sent a picture of the egg. And I was like, damn, everyone keeps finding my eggs.
Yeah.
And then I sent a photo, not at all realizing there could be a double entendre here. That was just me when I find Anna's eggs. And it's like me just making a stupid face.
You're just smiling, and it's the meme font. It just, I remember opening nice. That, like, wow.
The reaction was like, oh.
Interesting.
That group chat just paved the way for so much bullying, I think.
Oh, 100%. I remember, I engaged in that.
The
I remember
skull
that.
Emoji, skull emoji gate, oh my god.
What, wait.
Wait, yeah,
I don't know
explain.
If we can talk about it in
I feel
on
like,
air.
I mean, we can say it
we can say it on air.
Names.
There was this one person that lived in our dorm that was very sick one time, and they asked for help opening a bottle of cranberry juice, and obviously, like, no one answered, because I think it was, like, during, it was, like, a 1:30 on a Tuesday, like, no one's home.
Yeah.
And so no one answered, and then, like, 3 hours later, they were, like, they sent such a rude message back to the group chat, like, well, guys, I'm really sick, and I'm on my deathbed, and also, like, I hate you all for not opening the cranberry juice for me. And and I sent a skull emoji because I was like, bro, like, that's so ridiculous and weird.
That's a great reaction.
And immediately that second, they go like, I'm actually going to the hospital right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. And someone else, like, sends a skull emoji.
Great redaction, by the way.
Someone else sends a skull emoji, like, immediately after they say, like, oh, I'm going to the hospital right now. And then some, like, skull emoji immediately.
Yeah.
And so it was just, like, skull emoji gate. I started it. Unfortunately, it got to a place where it got, like, oh, real. But, yeah. That was what it was. That group chat is just, you know, it's still active.
We got a text in it. Was it last night?
Last night, Tamia, yeah.
Or, yeah.
From Tamia.
What did it
My
say?
My old roommate.
Reunion?
Shout out to Tamia.
I think it was a psych survey that Tamia was, like, trying to get people to fill out.
Oh, okay. Wait, why is, like, every psychology major here pushing those surveys out, like, in the last week? Like I've seen it in, like, a bunch of group chats. I mean, maybe that's just me.
No, yeah. I think it's part of their, I don't know, final or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Cool.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm once again getting Mods FOMO, but that sounds like a legendary
group chat. You were there a lot.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was definitely, like, yeah. It was, yeah, always fun to visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first time I met you, maybe I shouldn't say it. The first time I met you, you did the splits in the corner.
This is true.
And I was very impressed.
And that's where the lore was born.
Yeah.
He's trying to distance, like, himself from that.
Yeah, no, sorry I brought this. Okay. Like, your demons keep following you.
No, it's not a demon, but it's also there's other nicknames for me too.
Yeah, well, I did not call you Splitsnik.
Okay.
I just, like, that's fair. That was my first.
I called you Splitsnik.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. Yeah, it was Cosmo, so, like,
that's my bad.
You know, like,
sorry.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't even remember the splits part directly. I just remember we were, like, chilling maybe your dirt, maybe Tamia's dorm, and then we just got a late night.
And then
all
you
together.
Did this. Oh, yeah. That was also another. That was after the splits, though.
Okay.
I will say.
But then someone else made me do it again in Hotung Cafe eating late night. And then, like, it just, like.
And then I also saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, very, very impressed by that talent.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah.
You can spread them. That is for sure. Sorry. It's not bad. sorry, next time.
Well, do you guys have any special talents?
I'm jealous. I am
jealous of Nick's ability to spread.
What? Okay.
Guys, it's just an essential skill. Like, all I'm saying is I genuinely wouldn't be able to do this if I wasn't, like, it was like a COVID hobby because I wanted to get my bounce. Like, I've explained this lore a million times, but the listeners deserve, like, an explanation, too. During COVID, I did a bunch of, like, increase your vertical jump exercises because I was like, no way I can be playing basketball at 6'4 and can't dunk. Like, this is really embarrassing.
Right.
And I got made fun of it a lot. And so, thankfully, like, I did learn how to dunk, but part of, like as a byproduct, like, the program has you, like, stretch and, like, do all these crazy movements a ton. And so my mobility went up as well. And so, that helps me dunk. So if you want to see me dunk, it's a cool skill, too. I could also do the other skill, too. But I think that's a cooler thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Just so I can control the narrative here.
We'll have, a live stream of you just dunking.
Last question about it. So was it just, you tried it one day and you're like, oh, I can do this? Or it was, part of the exercise literally. You guys were doing?
Because, I tried it before I'd done the stretching, and it was kind of like, I don't know, that hurt. I can't do it. And then, one day I was like, oh, okay, I made improvement. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good benchmark to kind of see, how flexible or mobile you are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Can you do the splits?
No, I cannot. That's why I'm jealous. Yeah. And that's why when I first met you, I was like, oh, I want to be him so bad.
I know, I know.
6'4", I can do the splits.
That's normally everyone's reaction. Yeah. What can I say? Do we have a Cosmo conclusion to end this off?
No, today was a slow day, guys. We got a
slow day in the office.
Slow day in the office. I think we're rounding Thanksgiving break, and we all have the Thanksgiving tiredness, or post turkey tiredness. That's what I'm feeling right now, 2 weeks out.
Thanksgiving already. is two weeks out.
That's fine. That's the excuse I'm going with. I don't know. Yeah. Happy to be with you guys, regardless, and I am thankful for you guys.
Always, always. Aww.
That's all.
I'm thankful for you guys too, thankful for the splits.
Yeah. Should we send him off? Well,
yeah.
Okay. This is Bad Vice. I'm Cosmo.
I'm Anna.
I'm Nick.
And you're listening to 91.5
FM WMFM for Tubbs Freeform
Radio.
Sound effect.
And now we are leaving out for real this time.
I have a feeling today. You're so mad. I'm sure.
このわがまま It's you, yeah.